Carousel, the 1956 movie made from the hit Broadway musical, recently aired on Turner Classic Movies. The story centers on the 19th century love affair in New England between Julie Jordan, a mill worker, and Billy Bigelow, an unemployed carnival barker. Told in flashback, the movie opens with Billy in heaven. He had died in a bungled robbery in a desperate attempt to get money for his family, which was soon to include a baby. Billy is granted a day to return to Earth to console his daughter Louise, now a teenager and the victim of scorn. Carousel had been one of my favorite movies, full of great songs such as You'll Never Walk Alone. I first saw it a few years after my own father died, when I was 6. The idea of seeing my father again, even for a day, was a powerful fantasy. Which is why, I suppose, that back then I did not comprehend the darker side of Billy Bigelow. When he meets his daughter for the first time, Billy cannot convince her to take the star he offers, and he slaps her harshly. Crying, she runs to her mother and says, "He hit me, but it seemed like a kiss." Julie had also been on the receiving end of Billy's hand. After they married, the couple had to move in with her cousin, because Billy could not find work. This blow to his pride is presented as the reason that he strikes Julie. Like so many battered women, Julie had stayed with Billy, and she tells Louise dreamily, "Yes, I know how a slap can feel like a kiss," thus producing the next generation of women who will internalize violence as a valid demonstration of love. Starting long before the 19th century, violence against women is still being tolerated today. In a recent column for the Washington Post, Kathleen Parker discussed the 4th annual Women in the World Summit in New York. The conference was not about getting women equal pay or memberships in country clubs. No, it's about letting girls go to school without risking a bullet to the head, she wrote. It's about changing cultures that treat women like animals, or worse. It's about saving them from honor killings and abuse. The columnist had sat next to Sunitha Krishnan, a former Hindu nun featured in a documentary about human trafficking. Krishnan's NGO rescues women and, sadly, even little girls from the sex slave trade in India and attempts to rehabilitate their lives. She has described the thousands rescued so far as girls who had endured unimaginable torture, yet found the will to heal and thrive. She emphasizes the need for everyone to overcome silence about this modern form of slavery. Which leads me to my final point. For years, we in America have tolerated a form of despicable music which denigrates women, which treats us violently as objects, which calls us by the B word and the H word, really the WH word if you can spell. Yes, I know, not all rappers use these words, but far too many of them do, making lots of money in the process. Millions of people have heard this hatefulness, some of them walking in public while the words boom from the speakers of cars driving by. Now, I do not know Paula Deen or how often she allegedly used the N-word. And I definitely do not condone any use of this word, even by the minority who are its intended target. No, what disturbs me greatly is the double standard of the media firestorm over this one woman and the many sponsors jumping on the "Let's Punish Paula Deen" bandwagon. Where is our equivalent outcry over the repeated use of woman-bashing words and imagery in rap music? Tolerance is not always a good thing. One well-known white woman admits to using a slur word, and the response should be, "We won't tolerate this." Firm, but not rabid. So why are we not equally adamant when so many well-known men, including, yes, a great many black men, use vicious words against women? Why do we tolerate this injustice, but protest the other?